It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them? Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Julian Edelman from Games with Names, and we're on a search to find the greatest games of all time with the players and coaches who lived in them. Ever wonder what a locker room feels like at a halftime of a Super Bowl? Or what about the after parties? We're going to dive deep into the most iconic games with the most iconic people. New episodes dropping weekly. Listen to Games with Names on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, Fantasy Pros? My name is Andrew Erickson, and today I'm going to be breaking down my top 10 must-have dynasty targets for both startup leagues and for trading. Let's kick things off with number 10. Number 10, Deontay Hardy, wide receiver, Buffalo. A sneaky addition by the Bills this offseason was adding former Saints Pro Bowler Deontay Hardy. He was hurt all last season after an impressive 2021 campaign. Worcester, Massachusetts' finest saw an extremely high target rate per route run at 27% and finished 6th in yards per route run. That was enough to earn him a two-year deal worth $9.5 million, with $4.75 million guaranteed, with $5.5 million coming in 2023. It's more than double the contract the team gave Isaiah McKenzie last season. McKenzie was recently cut from the Bills. The signing also makes Hardy the second-highest paid wide receiver on Buffalo, with Gabe Davis still on his rookie deal. I'm confident that Hardy can deliver fantasy goodness if a starting opportunity opens in the Bills' offense, and he's free sitting across dynasty waiver wires. Number 9, Jordan Love, quarterback, Green Bay. Love is slated to start for the Green Bay Packers in 2023 after sitting on the bench behind future Hall of Famer Aaron Rodgers for the past three seasons. Love was viewed as a raw prospect, basically a poor man's Patrick Mahomes because of his traits and ability to make off-script plays, who needed time to marinate entering the league, so I'm cautiously optimistic about his prospects this season and beyond. He played well in limited action in 2022 and possesses athletic traits that could translate to rushing production. The weapons of Green Bay aren't exactly elite, but there's room for this offense to be a surprise if second-year wide receivers like Christian Watson and Romeo Doubs take another step forward. Both guys can deliver splash plays, which Rodgers didn't necessarily take full advantage of last year. He went deep at the 7th highest rate last year, but finished below average in adjusted completion rate on throws 20-plus yards downfield. Love is currently the quarterback 25 in Dynasty ADP, which is the 6th-round pick in Superflex formats. It's severely underpriced for a former first-round pick who still isn't even 25 years old yet. He's under contract until 2024, and the Packers have a 5th-year option. The former Utah State quarterback has a chance to thrive in the Packers' RPO offense after so much time spent learning the system. Number 8, David Njoku, tight end, Cleveland. Only Travis Kelce saw more red zone targets among tight ends than David Njoku last season, but he scored just thrice. If Deshaun Watson's touchdown rate regresses closer to his career rate at 5.8% another year back in football, Njoku will be a top fantasy tight end in 2023 and for years to come. The soon-to-be 27-year-old could absolutely explode considering his 2022 usage as a full-time player with top 10 route participation. The athletic pass catcher finished last season 6th in PFF receiving grade and inside the top 10 in several other efficiency metrics, including yards after the catch and yards per route run. It was easily his best professional season since 2018. Njoku is tight end 12 per Dynasty League Football ADP, but slots in as my tight end 7 in my latest Dynasty rankings. By the dip that Elijah Moore has created for those fearing the additional competition, the former Jets wide receiver has yet to eclipse 7 red zone targets in any of the past two seasons. Njoku had 20 red zone targets just last year. Send a 2023 second round rookie pick, Cole Kmet or Dalton Schultz, to snag the Browns tight end. Number 7, Ramondre Stevenson, running back, Patriots. Damien Harris has been replaced by human meat shield James Robinson on a monopoly money and heavily incentivized based contract, making him no lock to make the roster. The low commitment suggests that Ramondre Stevenson's role in 2023 will be more of what we saw from weeks 5 through 16 when he was RB 13 in points per game as the Patriots' lead back And even when Harris played alongside Stevenson, the big running back finished third in route participation and targets among running backs. Recall that Stevenson's strong campaign and route to an RB10 finish was not fueled by touchdowns. In fact, Stevenson was one of the worst running backs converting from inside the 10-yard line as he scored just thrice despite 19 goal line carries. His teammate Harris scored thrice from inside the 10 on just 6 carries. If Stevenson experiences positive touchdown regression with the red zone role all but his, he will build off a strong sophomore season as PFF's 11th highest graded rusher. I am targeting the 25-year-old at his RB15 ADP in Dynasty startups. It's his backfield to lose in an offense that should be substantially better than last year. Give me Stevenson over Javonte Williams, Najee Harris, or Derrick Henry. Number 6, Cam Akers, running back, Rams. Cam Akers was a total zero from the get-go, getting benched in week 1. And then he looked like he was going to be outright cut by the Rams. But eventually, Akers inherited the LA RB1 role, and he delivered as the fantasy RB4 during the last 6 weeks of the year. With Los Angeles in a rebuilding year, Akers will again be a truly polarizing player. Did he do enough in the final 6 weeks as the NFL's leader rusher, averaging 85 rushing yards per game to retain bell cow-type usage? The good news is that Sean McVay is returning to LA, which bodes well for Akers to remain the go-to guy in the backfield. Recall that Akers played 100% of the snaps in the Rams' season finale. And with so many needs on the Rams' current roster, I highly doubt they will invest any one of their 3 top 80 draft picks into another running back. That means Akers will be competing for volume with the likes of another day 3 running back scrub alongside Kyren Williams and Ronnie Rivers. Now, though it seems impossible considering his career arc up to this point, Akers isn't even 24 years old yet. His dynasty ADP is RB25. Send Isaiah Pacheco, Mike Evans, or Gabe Davis to acquire Akers. Before I get to my top 5, let's talk about Fantasy Pros Premium Giveaway. Subscribe to the Fantasy Pros YouTube channel and comment below on this video because when you do, you can win a free upgrade to Fantasy Pros Premium. Whether you're looking for custom mock drafts, salary cap draft tools, or in-depth analysis of your fantasy performance, Fantasy Pros Premium has the tools to help you win. Unlock the most powerful fantasy tools in the industry. Don't want to wait for the giveaway? Sign up today at fantasypros.com/premium and start playing smarter, not harder. Now, let's get back to the list. Number 5, Antonio Gibson, running back, Washington. Brian Robinson's status as the Commanders starter on early downs entering the year will surely make 2024 free agent Antonio Gibson an enticing buy-low running back target based on his passing catching prowess and his RB1 fantasy production during the first 2 years in the league. Remember that J.D. McKissick was released, slating Gibson to reprise the full-blown receiving role for Washington. Gibson's PFF receiving grade ranked 3rd among all running backs in 2022. He is the RB37 in Dynasty Startup ADP. He is my RB17 in my Dynasty rankings. If being too high on a 25-year-old running back with ideal size, a 3-down skill set, and proven production is wrong, I don't want to be right. I'd happily gift a 2023 second-round rookie pick or A.J. Dillon straight up for Antonio Gibson. Number 4, Diontae Johnson, wide receiver, Steelers. Rookie quarterbacks are a lousy bet for supporting viable fantasy wide receiver production. That was my main argument against drafting Diontae Johnson last year, which turned out to be the correct approach. Johnson was disappointed with Kenny Pickett all season, failing to top more than 65 receiving yards or a weekly finish better than wide receiver 37. But in the case of Johnson for 2023 and beyond, I'd expect a major bounce back with Pickett entering year 2. Johnson's ability to command targets based on his 28% target share and 137 total targets in 2022 suggests he's a prime candidate for positive regression in many facets. His combined downfield and red zone targets were the most of any player to not score. Those trends don't tend to carry over year to year. Buy low on Johnson. He was the wide receiver 15 expected fantasy points per game, and per ESPN's 538 wide receiver model, Johnson finished with the number 1 open rate among all wide receivers. Guys like Johnson don't post back-to-back seasons with 26% or better target shares by accident. The Steelers wide receiver ranks 6th in target share over the past 2 years. And yet he's wide receiver 32 in Dynasty ADP. He's currently my wide receiver 27. Get the 27-year-old with 2 more years on his contract while George Pickens remains a darling in the Fantasy Dynasty community. Trade Pickens, Kadarius Toney, or Christian Kirk straight up for Diontae Johnson. Number 3, Jameson Williams, wide receiver, Lions. As a rookie, Jameson Williams remained buried on the Lions' depth chart as the wide receiver 5, but he will undoubtedly be a starter in 2023 with DJ Chark playing for the Carolina Panthers. The Lions have also no tight end of consequence on their roster, and journeyman Josh Reynolds is slated as the number 3 wide receiver option. Chark led the team in air yard share and total deep targets when healthy last year. We should see Williams take over that role, which also produced 61 receiving yards per game from weeks 13 through 17. And although Williams was extremely limited last year with just 34 routes run, the former 12th overall draft pick was hyper-targeted when on the field, with a 26% target rate per route run to go along with the league's 6th highest average depth of target. The 22-year-old is wide receiver 27 in Dynasty League Football ADP and can be acquired with players like George Pickens, Keenan Allen, Marquise Brown, or Brandon Ayuk. Number two, Christian Watson, wide receiver, Green Bay Packers. Christian Watson could experience a sophomore slump if Jordan Love can't deliver as the full-time starter for the Packers, but I remain a buyer of Watson regardless. That's because Watson was absolutely dynamite as a rookie. His 26% target rate per route run was nothing but impressive, 17th among all wide receivers with at least 400 snaps. Watson's 2.47 yards per route run ranked inside the top 10 and tied with superstar Devontae Adams. And in a must-win Week 18 contest versus the Lions, he was once again the target leader, going for 104 receiving yards on a team-high 5 catches. From Week 10 through Week 18, Watson ranked first in yards per route run. From Weeks 10 through 18, Watson was the wide receiver 9 in both total points and on a per-game basis in PPR. If Watson takes over the downfield red zone looks that Alan Lazard saw the majority of last year, prepare for a massive second-year leap. The wide receiver 21 in ADP is the clear alpha in the Packers passing game, with the current depth chart listed as Watson, Romeo Doubs, Samori Toure, and Josiah DeGuara. I'd happily give up Deebo Samuel or Michael Pittman Jr. for Watson. Number 1, DK Metcalf, wide receiver, Seahawks. DK Metcalf was one of my biggest dynasty targets last offseason, and he did not disappoint even with a new quarterback. The supersized wide receiver finished as the wide receiver 24 in points per game and as the wide receiver 17 overall, but I'd argue that Metcalf left meat on the bone in his first year with Geno Smith at the helm, considering his final output didn't truly reflect his alpha usage. He was a wide receiver 12 in expected points per game based on ranking 18th in target share and 12th in air yard share. He tied for second overall in red zone targets with Justin Jefferson. Metcalf is also just one of 6 wide receivers in the Super Bowl era to post over 4,200 receiving yards and 35 touchdowns through the first 4 years of their careers. That list includes Randy Moss, Jerry Rice, A.J. Green, A.J. Brown, and Odell Beckham Jr. Beckham was the 101 in Dynasty at 25 years old. A.J. Green was the 102 at 26 years old. Brown is currently the consensus wide receiver 3 at 25 years old. Metcalf is 25 years old and is the wide receiver 14 per DLF ADP. Absolutely ridiculous considering his body of work. Go get him with a 2023 first-round rookie pick or with older wide receivers like Stephon Diggs, Tyreek Hill, Cooper Kupp, or Devontae Adams.
Thank you for listening to the Fantasy Pros Football Podcast. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Fantasy Pros and subscribe to our YouTube channel at youtube.com/fantasypros.
It's Freddie Prinz Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying 4th season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season, on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for season 2 of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them? Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Julian Edelman from Games with Names, and we're on a search to find the greatest games of all time with the players and coaches who lived in them. Ever wonder what a locker room feels like at a halftime of a Super Bowl? Or what about the after parties? We're going to dive deep into the most iconic games with the most iconic people. New episodes dropping weekly. Listen to Games with Names on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.